This time at Insight takes us to Ole Miss with assistant coach Cliff Godwin. Cliff, you coached a couple years at LSU, of course. You spent 3 years, the last three, at Central Florida. How's it feel now to be back in the SEC there at Ole Miss?
It's great. You know, I just, you know, first and foremost, to be back in coaching in the best conference in the country is obviously a something that I really relish, and just have a good time. A lot of friends in the coaching community there in this conference, and it's a challenge. You know, it's a challenge for me professionally, but also for us as a team, and it's been great. Been a great transition so far.
Your head coach there, Mike Bianco, he's a guy who's been around a while. He had some relative inexperience on his staff the last couple of years, I think. Was your SEC experience, your previous SEC experience, pretty important to him when he hired you?
I think so. You know, Coach Bianco and I haven't really talked about that a whole lot. I think my name was brought up to him, and he just did some research and called some people he trusted in the coaching community. And, you know, once I spoke with him on the phone and came on for an interview, I feel like it was a really good match. And he's been awesome to work for, and the whole entire coaching staff has been great to work with.
You work with the hitters down there, and you guys are hitting pretty well, your Rebels, so far this season. How would you describe your offensive approach to the game?
It's just one that I want our guys to, you know, be able to put pressure on a team's defense and a pitching staff 1 through 9. You know, we talk to the guys about having quality at bats and, you know, just being relentless at the plate. When you get 2 strikes, battle, and just don't give in. You know, win pitches is one of our, you know, catchphrases we talk about. And, you know, win this pitch and then win the next one and just try to win as many pitches as you can.
Now, that word you just used there, relentless, we follow you on Twitter, and it's a word you like to use a lot. Why is that word relentless so important?
Well, we have our team core covenants, and then, you know, we're Rebels, but we abbreviate it Rebs,
uh-huh.
You know, R, period, E, period, B, period, S, period, and the first letter R is relentless. So it's just part of our core covenants here at Ole Miss, and you know, it's just something easy that we can talk about a lot, and our guys can relate to that.
Is it tough sometimes? I know, obviously, you guys have – it's the SEC. You've got great athletes down there. Is it tough sometimes to keep up kind of that high-powered attitude on a day-to-day basis?
I think any time, you know, if your guys don't buy into it, it's tough. But our guys here this year has been – you know, one of the best groups I've ever coached. I tell Coach Bianco all the time that they'll do anything we say. And, you know, these guys have been tremendous from a work ethic standpoint, from an attitude. They've been selfless, you know, not worrying about who's starting, just, you know, trying to be the best team we have. And it's really been a fun group to be around.
Well, you've got some seniors on that roster. Was it hard at all to get those guys, since they have been around some other coaches over the last few years, was it hard at all to get them to buy into that?
To be honest with you, no, it wasn't. And it's just been, I think they were just eager to be coached up and just kind of, you know, kind of rejuvenated those guys, and everybody kind of started off on a clean slate offensively. And the guys have worked tremendously, like I said, and they just they have confidence because of all the work they put into it.
I know everybody got tired of talking about BB Corps last year, but obviously a lot of guys really struggled with that transition. When you were at Central Florida, you had guys like DJ Hicks and Jonathan Griffin. They combined for over 30 home runs last year, and you've already got 15 home runs, Ole Miss, you guys there this year. How have the guys that you've been around able to succeed with those bats while maybe some other guys have struggled over the last year plus?
Well, first off, you've got to have big physical guys that have power. That's the number one
thing. That helps,
thing.
Right? I mean,
yeah, that's the help. That's no coaching. It's just got to have the guys. But, you know, it's the thing is you just got to have an approach and, you know, have them, you know, believe in what you're doing and have an approach of what guys are trying to do to them. And you know, guys that have power are still going to hit home runs. Guys that had the mediocre power back with the old bats and hit 6 to 8 home runs, those guys are the ones that, you know, don't hit a lot of home runs. But the guys that were hitting 20 and 30 with the other bats, you know, they still have power and they're still going to hit some home runs.
Well, you mentioned winning pitches, but when you talk about having an approach, what kind of approach do those guys have?
Well, it's different for every pitcher you face. You know, you face guys that are throwing 90, 95 like we did yesterday, and then sometimes you face the soft-tossing lefties that are throwing 80 to 82. So every day it's a different approach for uh-huh. our guys, just depending on who we're facing.
you've worked for some pretty good coaches in your career already. Who's maybe had the biggest impact on who you are as a baseball coach right now?
Wow, that's a tough question right there. I mean, you know, I've worked for, like you said, a lot of great guys. You know, Tim Corbin, Mark Scaff, Paul Maneri, Terry Rooney, and now Coach Bianco. And you know, every single one of them had something positive to bring to me. But the guy that I played for, you know, in Keith LeClair, mm-hmm. the late Keith LeClair, he was the one that kind of started the coaching philosophies of Cliff Godwin, and then everybody else is just have pieces that they've added to it, and I'm just blessed to have worked with a lot of great guys.
You helped LSU get back to Omaha as an assistant back in 2008. Ole Miss has been a very successful program, but that Omaha drought, that's kind of the missing link down there in Oxford. What would it mean to help Coach Bianco and the Rebels get there?
It would mean everything to me. I mean, that's why I came here. I came here to help him get there, and I think everybody in this program deserves to get there, and especially Coach Bianco because he's done so many great things. But our fans deserve it too. I mean, this place is, you know, one of the best college atmospheres in the country, and they deserve it. They're eager for it. They're hungry for it. And our guys deserve it, our players. I mean, they've worked hard, and I think they, you know, are starting to sense it a little bit. We started off good, and I know the SEC is going to be a challenge, but these guys have been, you know, punched in the face, and they've got up a couple times during games, and I think they're ready and eager to make that journey.
Well, and again, I know you work with the hitting side more. Has that pitching staff, there was a big turnover from last year. Has it surprised you guys with what they've been able to do so far?
Well, I think they've been tested, in the fall and in the spring by a pretty good offense, mm-hmm. and that's just a credit to the guys working hard. And so they knew going in that they were, you know, have faced one of the best offenses in the country, and now they're getting more confidence every outing. And the Bobby Walls and the R.J. Hively's and the Mike Myers of the world, our starters, are starting to feel a little bit. And be interesting to see how they do this weekend, but I'm expecting great things from all of them.
All right, before we wrap up, word association, I'm going to throw some different things at you. You tell me what comes to mind, all right?
All right.
Let's start with an Ole Miss senior, Alex Yarbrough.
Mr. Consistency.
Another senior, Zach Kirksey.
Power.
Your old boss, Terry Rooney at Central Florida.
Hardest worker ever.
Your new boss, Mike Bianco.
Ah, wow. Interesting.
All right. And SEC baseball weekend.
A war.
The College World Series.
The Promised Land.
And the last one, Cliff Godwin.
I have no idea. I'll let you figure that one out, Stire.
All right. Thanks. Cliff Godwin, Ole Miss assistant baseball coach. Best of luck to you. Auburn coming up this weekend. Best of luck to you guys as you get into the SEC.
Thanks, Stires. I appreciate it.